Traveling anywhere, any time of the year can be hectic, but when so many people are doing it around the holidays, it can add even more stress to your trip. That can lead to anger and rude behavior, either from others or from you. Then you're stuck in a really unpleasant situation. Lisa Mirza Grotz, though, can help you avoid some of those tense moments. She is an etiquette expert, author of A Traveler's Passport to Etiquette in a Post-Pandemic World.
Good manners are really the only passport that never expires. And we have to be very aware when we are in, you know, communal surroundings, at airports, on planes, etc. And sometimes we forget our P's and Q's.
Lisa says patience is the key to making the travel experience a whole lot more bearable.
Tempers are already uneasy and crowds are going to be overflowing, but patience is what's going to keep your holiday spirit intact. And for those around you, I also think we need to give people space. As I said, there are boundaries when you are in communal areas, so we have to respect them. You know, keep your voice low, use headphones in crowded areas, and be aware. You know, oftentimes the only thing we're aware of is our telephones, you know, our iPhones or mobile phones. And you really have to look up and be aware. And I think that's really important. I also think you need to plan ahead, you know, plan like a pro, you know, arrive early at these airports, know your own airline's guidelines, confirm your seat assignment ahead of time, and anything you can do to get yourself behind the eight ball is absolutely key.
She says good behavior is still important even if you're in a car on a road trip.
The road rage, and you can't, you know, go ask a flight attendant for help there. So, in fact, there was just a case the other day in California where a man who had 9 children was killed by someone behind him because he thought he wasn't going fast enough in a car and he took matters into his own hands. So you never want to do that. But as you say, it's planes, trains, or automobiles, common courtesy always travels together. So you still have to pack your patience without a doubt. And all I can say is know before you go. You know, all the things we apply on an airplane, you apply in a car and say, okay, we might have a backup, but at least there you can have your provisions, you can do books on tape, even listen to movies, etc. So I always say to travel light, not just in your bags, but your expectations of the travel.
Mirza Grotz said she supports the new civility recommendations in that campaign from the Department of Transportation, especially when it comes to dressing better. Not surprising from an etiquette expert. The DOT, by the way, didn't really define what it meant by dressing better, but she said, wear your pajamas at home, not the airport.